This is program number LW2164. Well, it's a problem lots of mothers and daddies face, and when I say mothers and daddies, I'm talking about adoptive parents. Hi, this is Larry West. One out of every 50 persons today among us is adopted, and it's amazing. These mommies and daddies have lots of questions to answer. Jane Farmer, an adoptive mother, tells about how it finally happened with her, this discussion she had been dreading. When he was about 5 years old, little Les came into the house one day and asked, "Mommy, where does the adoption agency get babies?" Well, Mrs. Farmer tells that she took a deep breath and answered calmly, just as she had rehearsed so many times. She said, "Well, almost every mother who has a baby wants to take care of it, but sometimes, for many reasons, a mother just cannot take care of her baby, so she asks the adoption agency to find just the right mommy and daddy." Well, she says that after her answer, she breathed a great sigh of relief because little Les's next question was, "Can Gregory come over and play with me today?" Children do that a lot, you know. Her little adopted son seemed to have accepted it so matter-of-factly and went on. What he needed was time to digest the idea. It's important how we answer the questions of adopted children. It's hard for any of us, big or little, to face the idea that someone, no matter the reason, gave us up. If you are adopted, you can understand how little Les would come to probe the problem. Jane says one day she reprimanded Les for playing too rough with his little sister, and his response to her was, "You don't love me." And she said she calmly chanted, "I love you when you're good, I love you when you're bad, I love you when you're happy, I love you when you're sad." She says that was an old game with him, and he simply responded by laughing, accepting what she had said. Mrs. Farmer says, though, that she wondered, was he insecure, or was he just simply manipulating her? Maybe it was even a combination of the two. She says that she knew that if Les thought he could upset her with this complaint, he'd get as much mileage from it as he could. And sure enough, it wasn't long until he said it again, "You don't love me." Her response was a casual, and I think this shows how smart a mama she is, it was a casual, "I'm sorry you feel that way. I love you, son. That's all I can say." And then she went about her business in a matter-of-fact manner that said, "The subject is closed." After that incident, she said about 30 minutes later, little Les passed through the kitchen where she was working, and he said, "Love you, Mom." And she responded by saying, "Love you, too." I guess lots of mamas and daddies face that kind of problem, that kind of challenge, trying to communicate to their adopted son or daughter that truly they love him. And Jane Farmer tells how her little Les finally accepted it one day. Les was watching his daddy repair the riding lawnmower. Perched on top the mower seat, he asked, "Mom, why did you and Daddy adopt me?" Jane said, "I hesitated for a moment. Each time this question had come up, I had started from the beginning and told the whole story of our desire for a baby. We had used the words chosen and special with Les, but somehow those words had never seemed quite right. I sensed that there was something he wanted me to say. Quickly," she said, "I decided on a different approach. Don't you think it was a good idea?" He grinned and asked, "Was it because you wanted someone?" "Yes. I was elated," Jane said, "that the right words, the perfect words, had come from him, not me." Then he said, "I wanted someone too." Then she said, "He grabbed me with all his might and we swung each other around. He had finally accepted it." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the Bible talks about how much God wants to adopt us, how much He wants us. I talk about that in a little pamphlet I want to send to you today. It's called, "What is the Gospel?" It's yours free. What is the Gospel? It's yours for the asking. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.